44. Mule Wranglers and Mules. By now, you should be convinced that anything to do with the Grand Canyon can be described by at least one word: colorful. In addition to the canyon itself, the word also describes many of the people associated with it.
You folks, as such likely mule cavalry recruits here, you can think of me as the drill sergeant. So, are we comfy? Stand at ease, then!
That's the unmistakable voice of Casey Murph, the manager of mule operations at Grand Canyon South Rim. While horses and buffalo may be the animals most often associated with the Old West, here it is the mule that rules.
These mules haven't had the credit they deserve. There ought to be a statue here at the trailhead 40 feet tall made of marble in the likeness of a Grand Canyon mule.
Mule wranglers have been taking tourists into the canyon down the Bright Angel Trail for more than a century.
When you're riding a mule down that trail, you're experiencing the inner canyon the exact same way Theodore Roosevelt did 100 years ago. This mule ride is a remnant of an earlier era.
It is mule power that has made access to and development of the inner canyon possible. Miners used them to prospect for and stake their claims. Captain John Hance was one of the first to take sightseers on a mule trip in 1887. When the Fred Harvey Company built Phantom Ranch in 1922, architect Mary Coulter had everything except the native stone carried in on mules. These patient, sure-footed animals have packed not only visitors, but a washing machine, the U.S. mail, as well as dozens of eggs for Phantom Ranch visitor breakfasts, all without a single human fatality. They even tirelessly carry all of the trash back up to the rim.
A mule ride today, however, is a show focused on the wonders of nature that can be observed during the ride. A ride that is not designed, according to Wrangler Casey, for the faint of heart.
Once we get into that wilderness under the rim, if you're not able to ride a mule down that trail anymore, folks, I can't send a shuttle bus down there to get you. And just understand, the Park Service will not be sending a helicopter into the canyon to rescue a mule rider because they're tired and their hiney is sore.
Despite the rigors of the ride, thousands of tourists descend into the canyon each year on a mule's back.
When this ride is done and you get off your mule for the last time, folks, there will be an audience assembled here. The word has gotten out that that is the best entertainment from here to Las Vegas. They will be here in Legion equipped with video cameras to see how you're limping and hobbling and being dragged off into the sunset.
Apparently, that doesn't stop folks from taking part in the experience. If you'd like to climb in the saddle, be prepared to book your reservation many months in advance.